Our text for this morning comes from our gospel reading, Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35, as you just heard read by Trey. In the name of Jesus, amen. Last week, we heard about the apostles, huddled behind closed doors, trembling in fear. They had followed Jesus for 3 years, watched him do spectacular miracles, and heard his teaching. The apostles believed. They had faith. Peter confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But when the chief priests and the elders came with their soldiers to arrest Jesus, they abandoned him. When he was crucified, none of his disciples were there, except John and his mother Mary. And when Jesus died, the disciples hid, despite Jesus' words. "The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." When Jesus was faced with death, all of his disciples hid in fear. They confessed that death was Lord, not Jesus. In today's pericope, we hear about two more of Jesus' disciples journeying on their way to from Jerusalem to Emmaus. These disciples, like the apostles, had hoped that Jesus was the one to redeem Israel. They knew that Jesus was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all people. But they didn't believe that he was God. How could God die? These disciples, like the apostles, heard the testimony of Mary Magdalene and the rest of the women that the tomb was empty and that Christ was risen. But like the rest of the apostles, they did not believe. These disciples, like the apostles, believed that death was Lord. As these disciples sullenly walked from Jerusalem to Emmaus, they encountered another traveler, the risen Jesus. But they didn't realize who was with them. Their eyes were prevented from seeing what was right in front of them. Christ, who had defeated sin and death. How could they not know that Jesus had to suffer? Jesus had told them that he would die and rise. How could they not know that Jesus had to die if they had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel? They had the Old Testament scriptures, the very same scriptures that promised the coming of the Messiah, revealed that the Messiah would suffer and die. The entirety of the Old Testament prophesied about Jesus, and it points to his death and resurrection. Many of us could probably think of a couple of these prophecies off the top of our heads. Immediately coming to mind is right after the fall. God curses the serpent, saying, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This is the very first proclamation of the gospel in the Old Testament. And we see that the Messiah must suffer. Jesus, who is the seed of Mary, comes to crush the head of the devil. But in the process, he will be bruised. What about Abraham? He took his son Isaac up the mountain to be sacrificed. But God provided a sacrifice in the place of Isaac. On the mountain, Abraham prophetically proclaimed, The Lord will provide. On the mountain of the Lord it shall be provided. On the mountain Calvary, Jesus provided himself as a sacrifice in our place. Or the time the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt. The angel of death descended upon the land of Egypt to punish and judge hard-hearted Pharaoh. But the Israelites were saved. Any household who had the blood of a spotless lamb on their doorpost were preserved. The angel passed over. The blood of the Passover lamb saved the Israelites. Jesus is the Lamb of God whose blood saves us from judgment. The prophet Isaiah prophesied about the Messiah, saying, "He would be wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed." And the Lord proclaims to his people that he will not forget or abandon them, because he has engraved them on the palms of his hands. How could these two disciples traveling from Emmaus to Jerusalem not know that the Messiah must suffer and die? They had read the Old Testament, but they didn't understand it. They knew God promised to send a Messiah to redeem his people Israel, but didn't realize that redemption would come through suffering and death. They knew the Old Testament spoke about Christ, but they didn't realize that the whole Old Testament, the entirety of it, spoke about Jesus. As Jesus spoke to these two disciples, he says, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself." Jesus begins with the first book written by Moses, the book of Genesis, and takes them to the last book, the last prophet, Malachi, and shows how the entire Old Testament is pointing to himself. As they heard Jesus' teaching, walking along the road to Emmaus, their hearts burned in their chest, yet they still did not recognize him. They still did not see that it was the risen Lord who walked next to them. Then, when they had arrived at the village and sat at table with Jesus, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him. In the breaking of the bread, they recognized Jesus. There at table, they recognized the risen Lord, the one whose body had been broken for them on the cross. They saw before them the seed of the woman, the sacrifice provided by God, the lamb, the Passover lamb, the one who had been wounded, crushed, and chastened. They saw Christ whose body was broken on the cross, and whose blood was spilt for the forgiveness of sins. At table, they recognized Jesus. We too see Jesus in the breaking of the bread. In the Lord's Supper, we see before us Jesus, the one who fulfills all of the scriptures. We see the body that was broken on the cross for our sins, and the blood shed for our forgiveness. And Jesus gives to us that very body and very blood to eat and to drink for our salvation. Here is the one who has won victory over sin, death, and the devil. Death is not Lord, but Jesus is. Christ is risen. Let's do that again. Christ is risen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We now stand for the offertory.